What are they arguing about? And then there's the Tanakh. Amar Abaye ba'ayiros hasmuchos l'Yisrael u'muvlos b'Yisrael askina. It's talking about ayiros smuchos that are close by or muvlos that are swallowed up in the tchos. What does that mean? That means rechem and chagar are not muvlos, but are smuchos. And for Yehudim is muvlos b'tchom Eretz Yisrael. What does muvlos b'tchom Eretz Yisrael mean? Rashi and most of the Farshim say it means swallowed up. Meaning, if you're there, it's Yisrael, it's in here. Meaning, it's like, Ke'ilu, if you would square off Eretz Yisrael, being the square, it's in a little, like, bite that's taken out of Eretz Yisrael. So it's in Chutz La'aretz, but it's not just close. It's actually, like, surrounded on three sides of Eretz Yisrael. It's really within the borders, except that there's a little square. That's Muvlo, so we're Rashi most be shown. The Tosos Rush. Says a little differently. He says Mavlos b'tchom Eretz Yisrael means literally in Tchum Shabbos. Like it's what Tchum Shabbos 2,000 amos. It means not just smuchos close. It's super close than 2,000 amos. Okay, so the Tosfos Rosh says Mavlos means just closer than smuchos within Tchum Shabbos, and he takes the Tchum. Rashi takes the Mavlos, and how's it swallowed? Oh, whatever, then the Tchum is swallowed because like you can walk there on Shabbos. Rashi takes the Mavlos more, and Tchum just means border. Means it's swallowed up because how can it swallow up? Literally, it's opening his mouth and swallowing them. Okay, in any case, though, that's the machloket. So, Amar Rav Bar Rachan L'dicha Zivihau Asra Yikbe Kubi for Medisa. I saw Farlud Lud, and it is close as Yikbe Kubi for Medisa. Okay, if you're interested, the acronym here, I go into great length trying to prove for all of our shas how far Bekubi for Medisa was, and you know how that fits the various pshatim, but we will just see that it was very close. Obviously, according to the rush, that means it was within Tchum Shabbos, like Bekubi and Kubadisa are within Tchum Shabbos. According to Rashi, most Rishonim, it just means it was very close, and it just means it was relatively close, because even with close is the advantage of close that is very influenced by Eretz Yisrael, very within the orbit culturally of Eretz Yisrael, which requires it to be Mublos, and also relatively close.
I mean, couldn't Mublos possibly mean the Retz of Batim, though? That's what's important, not how close it is.
According to Tosfos Rosh, maybe there's houses all the way, it doesn't have to be within 2,000 amos, just houses all the way, could very well be, fair enough. Okay, but in any case, Mishral, the Tanakhama, Sover, Hani, Lotzar. But the Tanakhama holds that neither Rekem, or Cheger, nor Kfar Ludim, none of these need to say not unless you're really far away. My love of Hakim Balgi, Mar Sar Lefisha Ibikin Lashmav, Hani Gmiru, Mar Sar Lefisha Ibikin Lashmav, Hani Nami Lo Shchichi. So what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas? The machlokas must be that the assumption is that if you're close by but outside the borders, people don't travel that much. People don't travel over borders so much. But nonetheless, information disseminates there. And what is it easier to spread to close by over a border, right? I don't know. Let's say, you're in Israel and over the border to Lebanon. To have people coming back and forth and recognize the signature is not so posh. It's complicated to travel the border. But for halachic knowledge to get through, let me say there are Jews on the other side of the border, eventually the halachic knowledge is going to seep through, even though people don't travel so regularly. So therefore, they think it must be the Tanakhama who says that you still have to say it is because he holds like Rava that it's Kiyum Shtaros and it's hard to find Kiyum Shtaros. The Tanakhama says you don't have to say is like Rava Lishma and they know Lishma. The Rabbi Gamliel says no, you do have to say is because he is like Rava that's Kiyum Shtaros and it's hard to find Kiyum Shtaros because people don't travel so much. That's what they think at first, but they say no. He can explain everything based on the Shema. Tanakhama makes a little sense. Anything close by, only far away has to say. Anything close by, they're so close by that eventually the information gets there and they know about the Shema. Says no. In Kfar Ludim, I would admit you don't have to say because that dates Muvlos they learn, but Smuchos they don't learn. Okay, they argue like how well does knowledge disseminate, or what are our standards for what percentage of likelihood that knowledge disseminate we're relying on. But also, interestingly, the Gemara assumes that the Tanakhama can say, right? Here's the smuchos, and here's the mamish chutzlars. Tanakhama says, in chutzlars they don't know, but smuchos and mavlos know. Rabbi Lazar says, no, the smuchos doesn't know, but the mavlos knows. Rabbi Lazar, he can't say even the mavlos doesn't know. That's ridiculous. The mavlos for sure knows. He just says low plug. We just have to use the borders to have a low plug of chutzlars. And then the exact same thing for Rava. Rava tarzat tam and kuliyam v'ishem even suin mekayvel tanakam sarahani came to smi smuchos mishka shchichi v'asur v'lilim v'lo shchichi smuchos lo shchichi v'asur v'lazim v'lo shnami shlo tachlok v'en dina sayam. So Tanakam says here you don't have edim found to know the signature. But smuchos you do. V'lilim says even smuchos you don't have edim found for the signature. Well, so of course edim are found. And even our legend myths move closer, even our found. So why do you say funny? Low plug. Shalom Chalik is literally low plug. Because you just want to use a border and not be Mechalik. Medina Sayam means, this is Tosfos in the very beginning, far away Chutzlars. It's not even Smuchos. Right, here Medina Sayam means Chutzlars. Fair enough. Here Medina Sayam means Chutzlars. Correct. Correct. See, slightly different usage. Tonight. Vachachamim Omerim, Einot Sar Shiom, Funenechtham, Elah Meidu, Medina Sayam, Vahambolich. Chacham, the end of the Mishnah, said, who may or may not be arguing in the Tanakhama, as we're about to see, that you don't say funny nechtam unless you bring it from Medina Sayam or bring it to Medina Sayam. So, Miklal the Tanakhama, so Ramolacholtzar, what's the machlok seem to you? What's new about the Tanakhama? He says, Smuchos don't have to say, Mavlos don't have to say, only Medina Sayam. That's the Tanakhama. What's new? He says, a molech Medina Sayam is to say. Tanakhama, obviously, the molech doesn't have to say. So, what's the machlok that molech? So, this is obviously crying out. For us to say, b'hakamayin la b'hakamifli, the marshal of fishing became a shema b'hani gemiri, a marshal of fishing even suyim kaimo b'hani lami lo shkichi. So this is obvious. The Tanakhama says if you bring it from a Medina Sayam, you have to say, but to a Medina Sayam, you don't have to say. So it's all about gemiri l'shma. And if you bring it from a Medina Sayam, there I'm not there. Bring it to a Medina Sayam, you're bringing it from Eretz Yisrael, where they know the halacha. Now the chachamim in the seifa, they say either way, whether Moloch or maybe you have to say. They're like Rava, it's not Mitzuyim L'Kaimo. From here to there, they're not Mitzuyim L'Kaimo. From there to here, they're not Mitzuyim L'Kaimo. And therefore, you have to say either way. So that seems perfect, but you can get out of it. Rav Mitarz the Taimei, Rav Mitarz the Taimei, Rav Mitarz the Taimei, Dekuli Yom V'Shem V'Kiyin L'Shma. V'Hach of Gzeres Moloch Atu Mevi Kamif. V'Gid Tanakam, Sober Logos V'Yin Moloch Atu Mevi, Rav Anam Asari, Sober Logos V'Yin Moloch Atu Mevi. He says no. It's all about the Shema, meaning really theoretically, maybe Medina Sayam should have to say, Molech shouldn't have to say. So why are there two opinions? The Chacham say, Molech doesn't have to say, no Xera. And the Chacham, the Seifa say, no, of course Molech shouldn't have to say, because you're coming from Eretz Yisrael where they know Torah. But they made Xera, Molech, to maybe, so they have to say both ways. And how does Rav Mitarz the Taimei? Rav Mitarz the Taimei, Kuli Yam Fish, and Suin the Kaimo. But that's right, the Furushe Taimei, the Tanakama, who the Asu. Rav says to the Eden Suin the Kaimo, so Avada, either direction you have to say, whether it's Molech or maybe, it's far away, you can't find Kiyam Shtaros. So really, Molech and maybe both have to say. That's the Chacham the Seifa. How about the Tanakhama? Tanakhama wasn't disagreeing with Chacham the Seifa. It wasn't a machlokas, it was just an explanation. The Chacham the Seifa are the Tanakhama. They were just explaining a little further, but there was never a machlokas. Okay. Tanan, the Mishnah says, maybe get Medina, 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 Sayam, Sarklom, Faneinech, Faneinech. Right, now we're going to make a diyuk. From one country to another, Medina Sayam, right? From Turkey to Iraq. Not Iraq. It's complicated. From Turkey to Egypt. Right? From Turkey to Egypt. Syria is also complicated. We'll see later. From Turkey to Egypt, for a different reason. From Turkey to Egypt, you have to say, you have to say, Faneinech, Faneinech. Ha, what's the diyuk? But also, Medina Sayam, Lotzar. Diyuk. From Turkey to Egypt, you have to say, or from Turkey to Turkey, Turkey's pretty big, you know, but, you know, from, I don't know, one part of Turkey to a neighboring part of Turkey, then you don't have to say, even though it's Medina Sayam. The Rava Nikha, for Rava, that makes sense. Of course, from, geography is really bad. What are places that are close together? I don't know any cities that are close together in Turkey or in Egypt, actually. I have a coach, you know, cities that exist in Turkey and in Egypt. From, I don't know, is Ankara near Istanbul? I have no idea. Is Alexandria near Cairo? Anyone want to help? Okay, from Teaneck to Manhattan. right? From Teaneck to Manhattan is Ba'osa B'dim, Dina Sayam. I know New York, New Jersey. Let's call it Osa B'dim. From Woodmere to Woodmere to Kew Garden Hills, right? From Woodmere to Kew Garden Hills, right? Osa B'dim, Dina Sayam. That you don't have to say. Lotzarch. L'Rava Nicha, that makes perfect sense for Rava, because it's all about Kiyam Shtaros from Woodmere to Kew Garden Hills. Of course we find Kiyam Shtaros. It's just a, 10 to 15 minute drive, or in rush hour, a 10 to 15 hour drive. You'll find when it's at rush hour, and you'll go do Kiyam Shtaros. L'Rava Kasher, Rava, it's difficult. What do you mean from Woodmere to Kew Garden Hills you don't have to say? Avada you should have to say, because they're not the Kiyam L'Shma. Lo tema, so no, change the deer. Lo tema also medina say yam lo tzarich. There's another possible deer. Ela em medina medina there stroll lo tzarich. He said from medina say yam you have to say. There are two possible deer. Either within the medina from medina say yam you don't have to say, or from medina there stroll you don't have to say. So make the opposite deer from medina there stroll you don't have to say, which works fine for rabbi. You don't have to say because they're all the kiyam in the shema. But habahedya katani la, maybe get Eretz Yisrael and shochlom funny nechtam, uba funny nechtam. Doesn't explicitly say if you bring it, get an Eretz Yisrael, which sounds like no matter what, even in different Medinas in Eretz Yisrael, from Yehuda to Galil, etc., then you don't say funny nechtam. No, mihayav minhan mila diyevet al chachila. Lo, kamashulan. No, if it just said it once, you would think the diyevet is okay, but the chachila not. Okay, there's a big machlok to show me what that means. The diyevet should get remarried, but the chachila shouldn't give the get, or the diyevet you can give the get, but the chachila. You should have appointed a shliach who saw the ksiv of the chasima. In any case, you might have thought there's only had to be yevet, but not a had to chachila, so it has to say it twice, once explicitly, once in a diyuk, to teach us it's mutter even lechachila. The ikad the most of lechachi. Obviously, you could just have a mirror image of this. We started with a diyuk that's good for Rav and bad for Rav, then Rav had to make an opposite diyuk. We just go the other direction. Ikad the most of lechachi, ha medina medina ve'eretzra lo tzarech, le'rava nicha le'rav akasha. The diyuk is from Woodmere from Turkey to Egypt you need to, but from Yehuda to Gullah you don't need to. That works for rabbis. They all know about Lashma, but for Rav it's difficult because they're not going to find Kiyam. Lo tame demon demon astral, tzarek, elaimah, have also demon demon tzarek. Make a different deal. Don't make a deal from one province to another province there. So you don't need that, you do need. Make a deal that in the same province of the demon, so young you don't need, because it's all about Kiyam Shtaros, then it's not a problem. Okay, avoming dina dina be'eretzrael my tzarech. Hold on a second. But according to this, we're suggesting that from medina to medina and eretzrael you do need, according to Rava. If so, according to Rava, that was sort of our maskana, right? That for Rava, you need between two medinas and eretzrael because there's no kiyum, but you don't need from Woodmere to Kew Garden Hills because there is kiyum. Rava, the opposite. You need from Woodmere to Kew Garden Hills, or even Woodmere to Woodmere because they don't know the Shema, but you don't need in from Gol to Yehuda, because they know the Shema. But if so, now we throw in a new kasha. Avom din dina so my tzarech according to Rava listening how maybe medina dina stam. Ah, this dik you can't get out of. If according to Rava, from any medina to any medina, you had to say because of the problem of kiyam, it should have just said medina dina stam. Why say Eretz Yisrael? Why say Chutz Laaretz? So this seems to prove that medina dina in Eretz Yisrael you don't have to say. So the answer is the olam din din erchol nami lo tzarech. Really, we have no choice. This is a too strong deal. It's not just deal since it says this, it excludes something else. It could have just skipped the words. Bechotzlart says medina medina. So it says bechotzlart. It's obvious that from Yehuda to Golem, different dinas and Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say. That's fine for Rav because they know the Shema. How does Rav explain it? So now Rav has to throw in a new factor. What does Rav say to defend himself? Even though normally people don't travel, remember in those days people didn't travel as much. Normally people don't travel from province to province, but in Eretz Yisrael they even travel from province to province. Why Davka in Eretz Yisrael they travel from province to province more than in Chutz Laaretz? Because in Eretz Yisrael there are Olei Regalim, and the Olei Regalim have to come even from the other part of Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim. So no matter what province you are, they all go to Yerushalayim, and therefore they all recognize each other's signatures. Because they're older Golem. Here comes an interesting question that the Mefarshim deal with, which they deal. Hold on. In Eretz Yisrael, they're older Golem. Why aren't there older Golem from Chutz Laaretz also? If you're going to say in Eretz Yisrael, all the different Medinas know each other's signatures, because they all meet in Yerushalayim every Rekha. The people from Chutz Laaretz should also know each other's signatures, because they meet in Yerushalayim every Rekha. It sounds from our Gemara like the people from Chutz Lords don't do Aliyah L'Regel. Ah, but it says in the Chumash, Yira calls Zechorchas, B'nei Hashem L'Kecha. L'chora, even people in Chutz Lords are Zecharim, so they should have to do Aliyah L'Regel. So this is a famous question. The Me'iri here deals with it. The Me'iri is very bothered by it. And the Me'iri says, of course, every male Jew has an Aliyah L'Regel. Yira calls Zechorchas, B'nei Hashem L'Kecha. Yira calls Zechorchas, B'nei Hashem L'Kecha. It's just that the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, they do Aliyah L'Regel and stay in Yerushalayim for a bit. While the Jews in Chutz Lars do Aliyah L'Regel and then run right back home. Why is that? So he suggests two things. Either because the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, they're not so far, so they're not in a rush to get home. The Jews in Chutz Lars are in a rush to get home. Or he says, because the Jews in Eretz Yisrael have what to do in Yerushalayim. Okay, he mentions different things. He gives different examples. They have their Meiser Shani, and they have their Meiser Behema, and they have the this, and they're that. And the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, because they're chayav in all the Meisros, etc., they have what to do in Aliyah L'Regel for a long time, so they don't just show up and go home. They hang out for a bit. While the Jews in Chutz Lars, they have nothing to do in Eretz Yisrael. They have no Meiser Behema, they have no Meiser Dagon, they have no anything. So therefore, they don't... Okay, so the Meiri says, of course Jews in Chutz Lars are chayav on Aliyah L'Regel. It just means that they don't stay a while, and therefore they don't have time to learn people's signatures. However, what? What do you mean it's not a mitzvah yuvit? Of course it is. You have to really learn them. Of course it's a mitzvah yuvit.
But how come the lav you're not over when you recognize some of the kechel when you come?
You're also not over a lav if you don't wear tefillin, but it's still a mitzvah yuvit. It's not a lav. It's only a lav to come reikam. It's not a lav to stay home. But it's a bit lasse. Yeah, it's a mitzvah chiyuvit. I don't think anyone says it's a mitzvah chiyuvit.
You're in the Azora in Shalai.
Then you violate lo yirah p'nei reikam if you don't bring a karpon. But if you don't come at all, then you still violate lasse. It's a mitzvah chiyuvit. So, however, no one else in our daf talks about it, but the famous close to the beginning of Pesachim, who takes as a davar pashut against the Meiri. Tosos, famous Tosos of Pesachim, they are pasha, the Jews and Chutz Lars are pasha from Aliyah L'Regel. This is the total Agav Orcha. It's this case of, this cute case of like pulling a trick on a trickster. It's okay to pull tricks on tricksters. Right, there's a guy who pretended he was Jewish and went and got the Korban Pesach. And Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli, was it? Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seir, of course. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seir found out about this. But he didn't know what to do because he wasn't going to be there. So he was cleverly said, oh yeah? Ah, they probably are on to you. After all, they're not giving you from the alga, tail fat. So this guy, of course, how do you deal with Bali Gaiva? He kills their Gaiva, right? He says, ah, now they give the real juice from the tail of the tail fat. They're giving you the junk part. So the guy comes up next time, he says, I'm on from the tail fat, which of course is Nikra on the Mizbeach, and no Jew who read Chumash would ever ask for that. So, okay, very great story. They asked him, who gave you the idea to ask from the tail fat? He says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseirah. They said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseirah told you to ask for the aliyah? Can't be. So they thought about it and then checked into it and saw he was a guy and killed him. Okay, and everyone lived happily ever after, except for that guy. All the people who are supposed to live happily ever after lived happily ever after. All the people who are supposed to die sadly ever after died sadly ever after. And it's a happy ending. Now, Tosis just asked the side question. Tosis asked a side question that, right from here we see, by the way, that a big rabbi also has to be clever and have street smarts. Tosis' side question, why didn't Rehudim and Maseira do Aliyah L'Regel and bring the Korban Pesach? Right? Two mitzvahs, Aliyah L'Regel and Korban Pesach. So Tosis gives three answers. Either why didn't he go Aliyah L'Regel? Okay, it's not Mokhok, he didn't bring Korban Pesach, he didn't bring Korban Pesach Shein, but why didn't he do Aliyah L'Regel? So either he had no karka, someone without karka, talked from Aliyah L'Regel, or he was too old to walk, and someone who can't walk is Pachim Lila Regel. Or, he says, or he lived in Chutz Lartz. He lived in Nitzivan, it says. Maybe Nitzivan is in Chutz Lartz. Like, Pash is in Chutz Lartz is Pach. Just as maybe Nitzivan is in Chutz Lartz. Tos takes a number of Pash, and someone in Chutz Lartz is Pachar from Aliyah Lila Regel. And Rashi also seems to be doing it that way. Rashi and Gittin, Daf Ayin, Amud Beis, has this weird case of one of the Tanoim where Machlokes about the halachos of the Karbanos of Aliyah L'Regel, And Rashi says, so what did he do when he had this... What did he do, right? What do they say? Discretion is the better part of valor. So discretion here was the better part of valor. So he did. He went and moved to the Darom. Why did he move to the Darom? Rashi says, Rochak Mishalayim Shalo La'alos L'Regel. The Yischayim Pesach L'Chagiga. Okay, so he was far from Yishalayim, so he wouldn't have to do a Lila Regel. He wouldn't mean far from Yishalayim, he wouldn't have to do a Lila Regel. So the Akronim say there, I'm talking the final days. It means far from Yishalayim and Chutzlarts, right? From Ashkelon and Dorum is Chutzlarts. He moved all the way south where you were in, he was in Chutzlarts, and in Chutzlarts you're part of a Lila Regel. So Rashi and Tosos have the Shita that had been Chutzlarts is Pater from a Lila Regel. What's the mucker of Rashi and Tosos? Where did they get this idea that Ben Chutzlarts is Pater from a Lila Regel? So, many of the Akronim say, from our Sugya, where did it say in Shas that have been Chutzlarts part from Lila Regel? Only our Gemara says that. Because our Gemara says that in Eretz Yisrael, they know the signatures because they do a Lila Regel. If you don't say like the Meiri, the Diyuk is, but in Chutzlarts, they don't do a Lila Regel. So it could be this is the source of the Shita of Rashi and Tosfos that have been Chutzlarts. Give me a second part from Lila Regel. Yes?
Basically, the second answer. He isn't saying that... if you're in the Chutzlarts, you're potting the Lila Regel. Just saying if you're old, then you can't do it.
No, he's actually saying you're a potter. He's actually a dip. That someone who's too old to walk is potter.
It's not nothing to do with Chutzlarts.
No, the third answer is Chutzlarts.
Right, so that answer of interest isn't...
But listen to it. The third answer says, third answer, Nitzivim was in Chutzlarts. Right. And my idea is, even the other answer that admitted that it had been Chutzlarts is potter. Just that until now, before Nitzivim was in Eretz Yisrael. So now the third answer is, he lived in Chutzlarts. I mean, he didn't say, third answer, Ben Chutzlarts is Potter. Oh, the Yishlomer, third answer, that Tzivim is in Chol. But it sounds like it's Pashatim that a Ben Chol is Potter. It's just, he had to be Nitzchak to say that Tzivim was in Chol. That's my deal. Okay, so Ben Chutzlarts is in Chayav in Aliyah Lerego. So here is the Meiri, says Chayav, and Tosos, and Rashi, and Sachem. Say, Potter, where did they get it from? They're going to say they got it from our Sugya. Because they didn't like the Meiri's pshat, that they come, but they don't stay long enough. The Tosfos and Rashi said, Pashat Pshat and Gemara, and Chutzlarts doesn't do a Lila Regel. Could be there's another source also, right? Those of us who are here for the summer will remember this Gemara. The Gemara says, in Horios, you go, we have to rob your spirits from, right? You want to know if you have to bring Kar, Par, and the Dovichal Seber. Fans of most Jews in Israel sin, not of most Jews in the whole world sin. You want to know if you reincarnate Pesach with Tumah or not? It depends on most Jews who go to the Azara for time, etc. Amar Shimon Levi, Diriya, how about for Riya, meaning Ali Regel, Yerach Kol Zochorcha, Hilchum Levolchem Asanach Mitzrayim. Why? It says VaYash Shlomo BeEisa Yisachad B'Chol Yisrael Imo Kal Gadol Milevolchem Asanach Mitzrayim. For Riya, you go from Levolchem to Nachal Mitzrayim, meaning people in the borders of Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean for Riya? So, the Pnei Moshe says, both in Pesachim, this Gemara appears twice in Pesachim and in Horios, this Yerushalmi, the Pnei Moshe says, it means similar to what we've been counting until now, to count the Rov. For Horios, if you want to know if Rov Jews ate Chelov and Sanhedrin told them to, you only count, only people in Israel get a quote-unquote vote. If you want to know if you've been from Pesach, the Tumah, only if you've been in Israel that counts for the Rov. If you want to know Oles Re'ia, if you can do Re'iyah B'tumah, right? The assumption here being that if most of the Jews are Tumah, then they can go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring their Olas Re'iyah B'tumah. How do you count if most of the Jews are Tumah? You count from the Rochama to Nach Mitzrayim within the borders of Israel. However, the Kikar La'adin in Horios, I don't know who the Kikar La'adin is, I apologize, but on my on the Bar Ilan, I have the Elie Tamar, from the Sofer Tamar, anyone went to Gush knows the LA. Anyone here go to Gush? You know the LA Tamar?
The LA Tamar from my Chassam speech.
Okay, look at that. There's a big picture of him. He's passed away. They donated, in his library, which is a very, very Gush library, to Gush, and they have a whole section there of Sifriyat Tamar. Anyway, so Rizachar Tamar. So anyway, the LA Tamar, he quotes the Kikar La'adin, who I don't know who he is, and someone else I don't know who he is, who says what I want to say anyway. Right? No, this Yerushalmi, the Makar Rashi and Tosos. For Re'iyah, Hilchu Avil Vochum Asanach Mitzrayim. Who's Chayiv in Re'iyah? Only from the Vochum Asanach Mitzrayim. People in Chutzlarts are Potter from Re'iyah. And how do we know? Because Shlomo Amelech, this is Pashu Shah, he made the Chag, he did all, he made a regal, Kal Gadolimo, who was with Shlomo from the book of Hamas, that's right. Now, again, if you want to choose Shlomo, you could say, I don't know, there were no people further than that, or, you know, they weren't so from, or whatever. But, you know, they should shout out to Shlomo the same one. When Shlomo made the Chag, only the Jews in Israel joined him. The Stama, they were keeping the Halacha in days of Shlomo. So therefore, that shows that only Jews in Eretz Yisrael are bringing, not Jews in Chutz Laaretz. So therefore, we have two possible makoros for the Shita of Rashi Tosos, either getting Das Dalet of Beis, or the Yerushalmi and Pesachim, which also appears in Horus. What is it, Zayin Vav, or Vav Zayin, I forget. Zayin Vav, right? Zayin Vav, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Two possible makoros for the Shita of Rashi and Tosos. One interesting question I'll end with, and then I'll go on. Just an interesting side point. What is the svara? Right? Yeah, a mucker is a mucker, but always more interesting is the svara. Should we crack open a window? It's a little warm in here. Yeah, Effie says it's a little warm in here. If Chaim says, okay, it's really warm in here. We're under the flashbulb. What's the svara? Why should a Jew in Chutz Laaretz be potter from Re'iyah? So, meaning, you know, what's the makar, what's the svara? Why should a Jew in Chutz Laaretz be potter from Re'iyah? So, Rav Meir Horowitz, who's one of the Gedolim who gets like half a page in the back of every Masechet, but then some of the new ones, they just put them all in order for Daf to make it easier to find them. So Rav Meir Horowitz says, it's a continuation of Tosfos' first answer. The Pasuk says... Pasuk is Merchivas Kulecha, when Hashem gives you the whole Eretz Yisrael, right? The Lo Yachmonish is Artzicho Valoscha, Le Rosetan Hashem Alkecho, Le Jospo Mashana. The Torah gives a heart to Avtacha. That when you have a big Eretz Yisrael, what's the problem? The problem is you go to Lila Regel and someone will steal your land. Says, well, Yahweh starts, but no one will steal your land, right? You'd think, like, this is a, if I was a mafia, this would be, I died and went to heaven right now. All the Jews fight all the adult males, even though they're kids, right? All the male Jews are going out of Leal Regel. Great, this is my chance to steal everything. The Torah gives avtacha, that won't happen. That's the idea of Shluchim Mitzvah Einim Nisokim. That's the marker of Shluchim Mitzvah Einim Nisokim. So, what's the drasha? The drasha is, now, here already you have a valid drasha. Right? What's the drasha? The drasha is, if you have land, you do a lila regal, but the Torah only talks about your land. What if you don't have land? So, again, shoot or something, because if you don't have land, you're not worried about it. So the Torah doesn't have to give you a tacha. But the drasha is, no, if you have land, you do a lila regal. If you don't have land, you don't do a lila regal. From here we see that only landowners are chayiv a lila regal. Non-landowners are potter from a lila regal. Okay. That's a, so Barillo's Amir Harwood just adds one more thing. What's land? Land is, right, only land in Eretz Yisrael. That pasuk is talking about Eretz Yisrael. So it only counts the landowner if you own land in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, you know why people in Chutz Laaretz are part of the Leila Regel? Because since they don't, they might own their land in Chutz Laaretz, since they don't own land in Eretz Yisrael, they're not landowners. Non-landowners are potter, just like in the old days they couldn't vote. They're potter from Leila Regel. Okay, maybe Yishlovin says, so why? It's already in philosophy. Right, Tommy says, why should you only be chayv l'lila regel if you own land? Fascinating question. Why only if you own land are you chayv l'lila regel? So I don't know, I mean, I can think of a million things to say, but I don't know. Maybe you could say, no, it's really all about the bitachon. The ikar l'lila regel is the bitachon, that you're abandoning your property and you trust Hashem will protect it. And if you don't have land, then you're putter, because it's not an exercise of bitachon. Or you could say, no, the ikar is p'nei ha'adon Hashem, and kabbalah adnes of Hashem. If you have land, you're an adon, you need to become the adon of Hashem. If you don't have land, mainly you're a serf anyway, you know, you're a peasant anyway, so therefore it's that you don't have to come and become the adon of Hashem, because mainly you know that you're a nobody. Or maybe someone who has land has more of a, a landowner somehow is more part of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael somehow. Okay, yesh ladon.
And you can also say more simply, like the Meiri about why Bnei Yisrael would stay longer. That's part of the
practical
is to facilitate the mitzvah sluyos ba'aretz, and if you don't have land...
That's interesting. Maybe only if you have land, you have mitzvah sluyos ba'aretz, and then it's more shayach. Okay, all possible. Anyway, what's the svara? So you could say the svara is, like Rav Meir Horowitz, you count as a non-landowner if you're in Chutz La'aretz. And then, okay, there's another interesting distinction between landowners and non-landowners. Okay, but that's not. That was invented before we got to the Sugya of Chutz La'aretz. I thought after maybe you could say something a little different based on some of the things we discussed a little this summer and more at the beginning of the year. If you see that Aliyah L'Regel, it's an interesting question, is Aliyah L'Regel more prati or kvali? Is Aliyah L'Regel about the individual Jew? What is it? Yirachol Zechorcha is a funny lashon, right? Yirachol Zechorcha, that means each person individually has his chiyuv of Aliyah L'Regel? Or no, obviously each person has to participate, but it's a chiyuv tzibur of Aliyah L'Regel. Kol Zechorcha, the whole country should have an Aliyah L'Regel. So it's interesting, if you view, and I admit this is a chiddush, Aliyah L'Regel is more of a mitzvah tziburit than a mitzvah pratit, then you could say, like we discussed at the beginning of this year, and like we discussed a little in the summer, that no, the Jews in, right, Kol Shev Eretz Yisrael Ikri Kahal, Kol Shev Chutz La'aretz Lo Ikri Kahal, that no, every Jew is an individual Jew, right? Maybe there's a high madrega of Ruchnis in Eretz Yisrael, but in terms of your halachic status of being a Jew, a Jew, a Reb Yid in Yerushalayim, and a Reb Yid in Melbourne, Australia, are the same Reb Yid. They're all Jews. But in terms of your shaychas to the kahal, kol shem chutz la'aretz lo ikri kahal, it could be no. Reb Yid in Eretz Yisrael is more a part of the body politic, of the guf, of the organic of the klal of Eretz Yisrael. A Jew in Melbourne, we're not saying he's not part of klal Yisrael, but he's not part of the kiyumim of klal Yisrael, the kiyumim of klal Yisrael. You know, he's not an ikker part of the body of klal Yisrael. He's not together with the tzibur as much. Why? Because he doesn't have a place and a country uniting them. So if you want to say it's mitzvah, so if you want to say what's the svara, you know, theoretically you can say, Rabbi Elazar Meir Horowitz, that ki'ilu eimon karka, and then you can say whatever you want about why someone without karka is mutter. Or, if you want, you can have kaddish and say that aliyah l'regel is a mitzvah tziburit. And then you could say, Kal Shem Chutz La'aretz, Lo Ikri Kahal, as we know, for how they say from the same pasuk of Shlomo Melech, right? Kahal Gadol Imo. Okay, some possibilities. Say another possibility also if you want, I'm sure.
If you hold the same karka, then the whole nothing would be if somebody in Chutz La'aretz owns karka and has to sell you the Mukuya.
Correct. Then what if someone in Chutz La'aretz owns karka and has to sell, might be different. Correct. Which, again, in the old days, would have been a silly thing to think about, but nowadays is my simcha yom, right? Nowadays, you can't show your face in shul and woodmere if you don't own an apartment in Eretz Yisrael. Then they ask why you didn't sign up for welfare.
Many aren't even character just to be who you're living.
Okay, yesh London. Okay, anyway, let's go back here. Continuing in the Gemara says, granted, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, not she ain't Beis HaMikdash kaya my ikolameimer. How if there's no Beis HaMikdash? If there's no Beis HaMikdash, then why in Eretz Yisrael don't you have to say funny nachta, funny nachta? After all, no one knows their signatures because they all just stay home in their own bedikah. So the answer is, came into ikabatidin and dikvi mishkaf shkichi. No, people are found in other places, in other medinas in Eretz Yisrael, because there are batidinim kfuim. There are established destins. Okay. What do established bezdins? Why does that make people travel from Medina to Medina? So here you have two pshatim, I think. Rashi says, and most Rishonim say, what if there's established bezdin, then people go to the Makom Avad. Established bezdin means every Monday and Thursday the bezdin sits in the cities. And then people go to the Makom Avad, meaning they go to the bezdin agol. What's pshat? It's actually interesting. It's, you might be naive and say, Adrava. They have established bezdins, people won't travel far. They'll just go to their local bezdin. There are no established bezdins, and everyone will go to the bezdin agadol to paskin for them. But Rashi knows that's not true. There's no established bezdin. Everyone's in Amaretz. If everyone's in Amaretz, they don't really care about halacha. And if they have a question, then they'll just do whatever they want. Once they're established bezdins, then already there's a halachic standard. Everyone has to go to the established bezdin. And once there's an established bezdin, sometimes there'll be questions that are too hard for the local bezdin. And then they'll have to send people traveling to the Beis Din HaGadol, the Makom Avad, to figure out the answer, which means in Israel, they're established Beis Dins. People are always going, not only L'Regel, but they're going to the Beis Din HaGadol for Halacha. And therefore, people recognize each other's signatures. In Chutz La'aretz, where there are no established Beis Dins, no one's always traveling to the Makom Avad, and therefore they don't know each other's signatures. The Me'iri here seems to imply something slightly different. He says the yeshivas travel to learn. He says maybe if they're established bezdins, then like people travel, the talmidim travel to learn with all the different yeshivas. I don't know, I guess maybe like nowadays, right? Even in Europe, every Talmud didn't go to the nearest yeshiva. There were many, many yeshivas, and talmidim went all over to different yeshivas. So maybe that's something you understand. They're bezdin kfuim, that means there are different options of yeshivas. You can learn by different bezdins, and people always travel to go to the different yeshivas, and chutz la'aretz, there are yeshivas for people to travel to. But in any case, even nowadays, people in Eretz Yisrael travel from Medina to Medina. Okay, Tanan. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, afilu me'egmonia le'egmonia. Even from one hegemony to another hegemony, you know, some place ruled by one government to some place ruled by another governor. If there are different rulers, then you have to say funny nechta, funny nechta. For Armor, Yitzchak, your achazai, your shol, vasasi, your shema. He was actually, he was referring to one city in your shol called Asasi, also, you have a base hegemony, your shema, pidim zel zeh. And it's strange within one city, I guess we were, some of us here, the not as young of us here would say Berlin Wall, right? Remember the Berlin Wall?
Yerushalayim.
Or Yerushalayim, correct, a little closer to home, we'd say Yerushalayim, right? That's even before my time, Yerushalayim. But Yerushalayim, yeah, it's one city, but there's two governments, Jordan governs half and Israel governs half, and they're certainly not Pidin Zalzeh. Right, they don't let you go. So, in that case, Lefikach, who's flowing Merlin, well, that's what he meant, even if they're right next to each other in Eretz Yisrael, but if they're not to pass by, not to pass from one to the other, you have to say one to the other. Rabba Nichlan, obviously, it's fine for Rabba. There's no Kim Shtaros because you'll get arrested if you go from one to the other. So who knows each other's signatures? The Rabba Kasha, for Rabba, they both know Bishma. Who cares if there's a wall in the middle? They both, again, the Yerushalayim's a bad example. There are Jews on the other side, right? But let's say there are Jews on both sides and just, you know, one was, you know, I don't want to start getting into politics. There are Jews on both sides. And one was ruled by Aristobulus and the other by Hyrcanus. You know, so I don't get into anything here. Then, if they both know the Shema, so the answer is, Rabba Isle de Rava. All of a sudden we have a C change here. The Rabba doesn't only hold the Shema, Rabba holds the Shema. And Edom and Tzvi Lekaimo, and Rabba holds only Edom and Tzvi Lekaimo, and therefore, in the case of Egmonia and Egmonia, even though there's no problem with Shema, they both admit you need, because they both admit that there's no problem with Edom and Tzvi Lekaimo. If so, Elamai Benayu, then what's the Nafgamina between them? Because the Gemara that they said three Nafgaminas, right? Said three Nafgaminas. But one of the nafkaminas doesn't make sense anymore. Mimdina l'mdina v'eretz Yisrael is no longer a nafkamina. Mimdina l'mdina v'eretz Yisrael. Rabba says no problem with the Shema. Rabba has no problem with the Shema. Mimdina l'mdina v'eretz Yisrael, in terms of kiyum shtaros, so just the filamentosis, etc., mimonavshach. If it's places that are like makbid on each other, then they both think you need to say for kiyum shtaros. If it's places that are not makbid on each other, and you have bezdin kfuin and alila regel, then they both say, you don't say funny nafkaminas. So you're right, the nurse says you're right. Out of those three nafkaminas, one of them is now apostle. We're only left with two nafkaminas. Okay, close the windows. We're going to put on the air conditioner. It's mamish the summer. I thought it was short then. 1 second. It's very important to change it for two air conditioners. Okay. They're both saying. Those who want to put on your coats, put on your coats.
You have to have a moon that we say the same time, month with the tonight.
It can be warm and rain. Remember? And you're used to that. Okay, fine. So we're only left with two nafkaminas. What are the two nafkaminas? The two nafkaminas are, if Benayidas, you're a betray. Now we've also been in this ayah. The two nafkaminas are, if there's two shluchim, then according to Rabba from Turkey, according to Rabba, there's still a problem with Shema. According to Rabba, there's no problem of between Lekaimo, because there are two shluchim, two adim. And in the same Medina Sayyam, according to Rabba, there's still a problem of the Shema, and according to Rabba, there's no problem because there's no Edom Tzuyin Lekaimo. Okay, here we get into a bit of a technical discussion, and there's a few technical discussions. One I will mention, Tosos de Bermaschel, Rabba Isle de Rava. He asked the following question. Why does Rav Shimon Gamliel say, Afilu me hegmonia le hegmonia? what you have to assume is continue the Mishnah. Feel me go like Moni Yatzor, Lomar Fani Yatzam Fani Nechtam. Right? So, Negmonia lehegmonia in Eretz Yisrael, right? Be'ir achas be'Eretz Yisrael, sarach lomar be'fanai nechtav u'be'fanai nechtam. Why do you have to say both those phrases? So, for Rava, no problem. Let's remember what Rava said in Daf Gimel and Aleph. According to Rava, here it's for Kiyum Shtaros. For Kiyum Shtaros, you need to say Fani Nechtam. Why do you have to say Fani Nechtam? Nechtav. Remember what Rava said? What did Rava say? Why do you have to say Fani Nechtav according to Rava? There's no Lishma. Why do you have to say how it was written? Asilach Lufay. Asilach Lufay, meaning you're letting one aid do Kiyum Shtaros. You might think one aid to do Kiyum Shtaros not only in Get, but in Kol Torah Kula. So you have to say Fani Nechtav so no one will confuse it with Kol Torah Kula. For Rava, though, we have a problem. Clearly, Fani Nechtam is for Kiyum. Right? Well, let's just hazard. In a maybe, mean Dinas, this is Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. I'm just putting Daf Gimel Amud Aleph on the board. Mean Dinas Hayam, in a normal case, you have to say the Fani Nechtav. Nechtav and Bifanai Nechtam. Why? So we know what the halacha is in a normal case. According to Rava, this is for Kiyum, and this is for Asi Le'achlufei. And according to Rava, this is for Hasima Lishma, and this is for Ksiva Lishma. All the more sex, who needs both Hasima Lishma and Ksiva Lishma? Okay, so we have two answers. Either Rabbi Eliezer needs Ksiva Lishma, but also needs Chasim Lishma to avoid Zuk Mitocho, or to Rabbi Yehuda, who needs both Chasim Lishma and Ksiva Lishma. Okay, this is the background. But how about from Hegmoni Legmoni in the year Asasius in Eretz Yisrael? Here, why do you need the Fani Nechtav? Rabbi can't say because Lishma says in Eretz Yisrael. So why do you need the Fani Nechtav? So, and he can't say Asi Lechlufe because he doesn't hold from the Xer of Asi Lechlufe. How did he say Shiva Lishma? He says, no, you Rava, your pshat can't be correct. So I'm going to hold from Asi Lechlufe. Why doesn't he hold from Asi Lechlufe? So that's all because he held that Yidana didn't work. So, and that's how he proved his pshat. But if he doesn't hold from Asi Lechlufe, here is the big question mark. Right? Why does he need Fani Nechtav? That's Tosfos Kasha. And here you have a few shitas. Tosfos Shita, he says in a few places, is when Rabbi said he didn't hold that the Xeris Asi Lechlufe, that means that he didn't hold they should make Xer from scratch for Asi Lechlufe. But once they make the Xer because of Lishma, they also throw in Asi Lechlufe. Now, in Daf Dalam, Vayis Tosin doesn't say the word also throw in Asi Lechlufe. But, for example, Daf Hey, and if he does, right, at the end of the long one, he says, Kevan de Iskin b'fanei nechtov l'rav v'shem l'shma, mo de rabbi tzarek l'omar filo achar shalom do v'shem l'chlufe. Right, once they're retaken it, because l'shma, they're also retaken to Asi l'chlufe, and Rashi says the same thing, Tosfos says the same thing in a few other places, Tosfos is always consistent, so says Tosfos. Here's the question. The question is, Zeras echlufe Lefi Rav. And on the Gemara in Daf Gimel of an Aleph, it says that Lo Chashash Dilma Asi Lechlufe, right? Rava did not hold from Asi Lechlufe. So, how is that? What gets us stuck on Gimel of Beis, and even more so on Daf Tezayim of Beis, when the Mahalach of the Gemara actually says that Rav was worried about a Chlufe? So here we have three basic shitas. Yes?
Could it be that on Gimel Amud Aleph, when we didn't think that Rabba's shita was about Kiyum Shtaros at all, you wouldn't think it's Asi Lechlufe because one's a Kiyum Shtaros and one's confirming it's Lishma, but now that we understand that Rabba's shita is really also Kiyum Shtaros, maybe it's more likely to be confused and therefore you need to say
okay, that is very similar to the pshat of. Okay. Let's see, there are three basic shitas. One sheet is Rav Moshe Rav Yosef. Says Rav Moshe Rav Yosef, He's one of the Chachmei Provence. He's quoted in the Ramban and the Hayim and Aleph, as well as, you know, he's quoted positively, more positively, I guess, in the Balamor and the Zayin. Balamor doesn't have no one agrees with it. But the Balamor gives him a little more credence. He says, Shidduk Mashmo. Says, no. Lo Chashash. Dilma. Asi Lechufe. Like the Gemara in the Gimel and Aleph. However, Tosfos disagrees. What does Tosfos hold? Tosfos says no. The Gemara Daf Gimel and Aleph is right, but that's only right at a certain stage. What do you think? Theoretically, he would not have been gozer only because of Asi Lechufe. But it's not such a strong reason. But it's something to take into account. He wouldn't have made it. He wouldn't have bothered to make Xero just to the Chalufay, to make two words playing Nechta just to the Chalufay. But once he made them because of Lashma, he also made it because of the Chalufay. So let's see if I can put this on the board. He says, theoretically, Rabba would not be mitaken to say Bifanai Nechta because of Asi Le'echlufe, but, and that's what he says, I can't believe your pshat, it's got to be Lashma. I would not have been talking because of, and therefore, he says it must be Lashma, right? Which is the context of Gimel and Aleph, right? Therefore, the reason must be Lashma, and then we understand why he's exceeding Lashma, because we're Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Yehuda, but once they were metaken to say b'fanai nechtav because of lishma, they were also metaken to say it when there's no issue of lishma because of Asi Le'echlufe. That's the shita of Tosfos. Yeah, all he means is that you can't say they made the Xerah because of Asi Le'echlufe. It's not a strong enough reason. They made the Xerah because of lishma. But once they made it because of lishma, they said there's also this like semi-reason, you know, partially convincing reason of Asi Le'echlufe. Once you're saying you have to say funny after lishma, you also have to say it even when there's no lishma, shash lishma, shalom lishma because of Asi Le'echlufe. That's the shita of Tosfos. The shita of the Ritva and the Ramban is a third shita. The Ramban is about Hey of Aleph, and the Ritva is on the Abdallah base on this line of the Hegmonia. The Hegmonia, the Ritva and the Ramban say differently. They say no. We changed our minds. According to us, we didn't change our minds enough, Gimel and Aleph. Rava still holds you wouldn't have made that din because of Lashma. Because of Echlufe. Just once you made because of Lashma, they also threw in Echlufe. The Balamor holds like Tosfos, by the way. If you look later on, and begin a second parak, right? The Balamor holds like Tosfos. And you could add others as well. The Ramban and the Ritva say differently. The Ramban and the Ritva say no. They say we change the mind from Daf Gimel and Aleph. Aha, what gives you the right to say they change their mind from Daf Gimel and Aleph? Surely you can't just stop and say any other Gemara change their mind from any other Gemara. They say, no. We changed our mind because we changed our mind about something else. We used to think Rabba was only Lashma. Now we think Rabba is both Lashma and Kiyum Shtarkos. What's the difference? Our mind we can say no, we changed our mind. Why? In the Habamina on the Gimel Aleph, Rabba Chashash Rak Mishom Lashma. And then you have to ask, why didn't he say he's choshed for Kiyum Shtaros? Because, right? And then, if so, why didn't he say Kiyum? The answer is, we had to surmise, not that we think this is true, we just had to surmise Bedocha. Bedocha, we had to explain why he would say only the Shema, not Kiyum. So what's wrong with Kiyum? We had to surmise
that he didn't hold of Asiva Kufay.
Everyone held one reason and not the other reason.
So Rabba held Lashma and not Kiyum.
Rabba held Kiyum, not Lashma. Why did Rabba hold Lashma, not Kiyum? Because Kiyum's a bad shot, because Kiyum wouldn't explain funny stuff because he doesn't hold Kasi Lachlufay. But on the Maskana, on Daf Dalarun Beis, Rabba Chashash, Lekolach Chashash. Now here's where the Ramban says it a little differently than Eli. I hear Eli's point. Maybe the Maskana, once it's for Kiyum Shtaros, then already he's more worried about a Chlufay. Here they say, look, he's worried about everything. So do you have to explain why he didn't say Kiyum? He did say Kiyum. He's just worried about all the Shashos. If so, why didn't he worry only about Kiyum? Now it's a different question. The question is, why didn't he worry about Kiyum? Why didn't he only worry about Kiyum? And the answer is obvious. It's because he worried about all Shashosh. You don't need a reason why he disagreed with Rava anymore. I'm not Gimel and Aleph when he says only Lashma, not Kiyum. You need a reason why he rejected Kiyum. So they had to make up a reason that he didn't hold from Mechlufe. But now the Dalam Beis, he held both Shashos. What do you need a reason why he held both Shashos, not only one? The reason is, I don't have to reject your one. I hold for your one. I just hold them both Shashos. Why do I hold them both Shashos, not only one? Because I'm very machmir. I'm machmir for every possible problem there could be. That's what Rabban the Ritva say. So in the end, he does hold from Asi Lachlufe because we're only stuck saying that in the Havamina. Now in Maskana, we're not stuck saying that anymore. Okay, so here we have three sheets. Rosh Rabbi Yosef says he never holds from Asi Lachlufe. Tosaf says we're not changing our mind. He doesn't hold that's a good enough reason in and of itself, but he does admit that if you're making Xavier anyway, you add it in. And the Rabban says, no, we changed our mind. In the Havamina, we thought he didn't hold Asi Lachlufe. In Maskana, we do. Going back to our Sugya. So here, according to Tosaf, no problem. He also holds Asi Le'echlufei. One third goes in Mishon Lashma. According to Ramban, it's no problem. He also holds Asi Le'echlufei. Now that in the Maskana we see that he also agrees with Rava. Rav Moshe Bar Yosef, everyone has a kasha on him. You're against the Gemara of Hegmoni Legmonia. He's in trouble. He holds, no, Rava still doesn't hold Mechlufei. The Gemara Daf the Zion base says he held Mechlufe. The Lashma was Lav Daf, but they didn't really mean it. If he doesn't hold Mechlufe, then why do you need to say Mefani Nechtav and Hegmoni Legmoni? You should only have to say Mefani Nechtav. So, I'm not sure. You can make up an answer. Either you could say he admits Rav Shimon Gamliel is against him, but we don't hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel Taka. We don't pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, interestingly. Interestingly enough, you would think that we should pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Maybe. But the Rambam doesn't pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel here. So you can say we don't pass, yeah, he admits Rav Shimon Gamliel is like Tosin or Ramban, but we don't pass like him. So maybe you could say, maybe, this is Bedoka, I don't have a lumpus. Either Rashbag Savar like Tosin or Ramban, the low kind like Kavase, in which case he has to say that's the machlokas kind of the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds like the Tosin or Ramban, but we don't pass like him because we don't. Or you could say that in the Chanami, Havanas from Shimon Gamliel, he said Sarach Lomar Rak Mefanai Nechtav. Who says Shimon Gamliel is continuing and saying you have to say all four words? Maybe Shimon Gamliel only meant two words. It's a little dachuk, because Lachori is continuing the trick line of thought. Okay, maybe someone can think of a less dachuk defense or Moshe Bar Yosef. Or Moshe Bar Yosef himself, I don't know what he would have said, because we don't have. We don't have a Moshe Bar Yosef himself. We only have people quoting him who don't agree with him. So maybe he had something clever off his sleeve.
I think the Ramban roots of Chabad, like, flows very well to Gemara. I'm Gimel, because the context of Gemara is my time with Omer Karabah.
Exactly.
And he actually does like Rabah, so just.
Taka. Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's what he has in mind. Meaning to say, because that's not going to fit what he says in the Hayim and Aleph. Because the way the Ramban quotes in the Hayim and Aleph, he does not say that. Maybe he takes the Shita all the way. Okay.
And what you're saying is make him almost like Tosfos. Just not because of a chlufe, because of stuff. But that's not good for what he says later. Okay, fine. Yes?
Are you satisfied with Tosfos' answer here? Because it's not like Tosfos making it seem like it changes. Like the first Tosfos in Gimel and Aleph really makes it seem like there is no chash of a chlufe at all. Lost a chlufe at all. Now he's like, oh, like, it also works for it. But according to Rabbah and Tosfos and Gimel, like, it's not going to get confused. It doesn't matter if it also works for that. It's not going
to
happen.
You're choosing to read it that way. But you could read it as, no, there's no chash that's significant enough that would explain the Mishnah.
It's a little bit of a stretch. I mean, you could say it's stretched a little bit.
I mean, that's Tosfos, you know, so obviously that's how he meant it, I think. Okay. Ephraim, when you get a chance. Continuing in the Gemara, then. What does it mean you can't say funny after funny after? What does can't mean? He like favorites, what does can't? Sounds like it doesn't mean he doesn't. Right? He can't. What do you mean he can't? So the more and the more is assuming can't means he physically can't. So Elam Chayrish, if you say he can't because he's a deaf mute,
Chayrish Marci, what do you mean can deaf mute bring a get? That's not a kol shem always a get. Chutz Chayrish Shol V'Katan. It says a Chayrish can't bring the get because a Chayrish Shol V'Katan are not a bardas. Armor of Yosef, how my eskinan goes to Nusslo should be careful. His long body and funny neftam ad shen is Chayrish. What must be the case that Mishnah he gave it during he was a pikeach because otherwise he would be possible shlichus. The only bardas can be shlich. So he gave it to her when he was a pikeach. The death, he was about to say funny after funny after him, and all of a sudden became a chayrish before he could say funny after funny after him. Okay, very unique case. And then it means kiyum b'chosmav. So what? So now the chiddush isn't meaning the pshat mishnah. It means kiyum b'chosmav because he didn't say funny after funny after him. Okay, but the diuk is also kiyum b'chosmav is good enough. So now, the Gemara says, the Rav Nichol, the Rav Kashi. For Rav, that's fine. The only problem is Kiyum Shtaros. If you do Kiyum, then that's good enough. The whole point for Rav, it's a cool one. You don't need regular Kiyum Shtaros. If you ate them, you can have funny after funny after. But if you do regular Kiyum, it's no problem. But for Rav, besides worrying also about Rav, you also worry about the Shema. How do you, two ate them are Mekayim, but how do you know it's the Shema? So, Hachem, Mayaskina, Lachshalamdu. Okay, so here all of a sudden we throw in a curveball. This Mishnah is talking about after they learned in Chutzlards. They didn't used to know about the rule of Shman Chutzlards, but then they learned. Right? Somehow the Chutzlards became convinced that you needed a to write a get Lishma, and therefore there's no problem Shalom Lishma anymore. Hold on a second, where's the Bihari? If you're going to say the Mishnah is the Acher Shalom to, Yochel Nami, then even someone who can say goodbye to the Funny Nachtam shouldn't have to do anything. Meaning, if Robinson throws a curveball, as Xerishim was Shema, but in the days of the Mishnah, they had already learned, and the Xeris doesn't apply anymore. The Xeris doesn't apply anymore, then what's the whole problem? Afili Yacholami. No, the answer is Xerishim Yacholami Kilkulo. No, because they didn't used to know, they made Xera less, they become ignorant again, and therefore, the Xeris stays in place. If you're going to say there's no problem, then whether he's a chayrish or whether he's a normal person, he shouldn't have to do anything. And if you're going to say there's a gzeira, then whether he's a chayrish or a normal problem, it should be a problem because of the gzeira. No, the answer is, since it's not a chash only a gzeira, everyone's real chash shalom l'shma, that would apply bein shchicha bein lo shchicha. I almost want to read here. But since it's only gzeira shem yashil kukulo, the only goes are most of the so a regular shleich most of the shchicha has to say funny nef, funny neftam, even bezvan hazeh, gzeira shem yashil kukulo. But a guy who became a chayrish the second after he handed over the get is a very, very rare case. As a matter of fact, I don't know if it ever happened. And therefore, most of the shchicha lo goes rabban, and that's why he's exempt now that it's only gzeira shem yashil kukulo. The woman herself bringing the get is not shchiach. What do we mean by this? We don't mean it's not shchiach for a woman to come with the get. Every woman brings her get with her. This mission is a weird case. The woman is a shliach to give herself the get. The Baal tells the woman, you be my shliach to bring the get to Bezdin in Makom Ploni and give them the get, and then they'll give it to you. That's a very rare case. So, why does she have to say funny nechtam, funny nechtam? If it's a rare case, then it goes there. So, tachluk b'shlichas. No, because even though it's a rare case,
it's still within a regular kind of, she's still a regular person of shliach. She's still a regular person, a regular shliach, and therefore a low plug. So fun. It's a low plug of the woman herself, but not a low plug on a guy who's nischarish. The answer is the woman herself is a regular person, just the husband gave her a weird mission. Then we say low plug and apply the xera. The guy who's nischarish is a strange person, so we don't say low plug. The Gemara says, Ihachi Baal Nami, Alma Tanya, if we're going to make a low plug, then the Baal should also be a low plug. He's a regular person. Alma Tanya, meaning if what we're saying is that as long as you're a regular person, even if you're a Baal Dover, you're in the low plug. Alma Tanya, who Atzma Shevi Gito, and Sarah Lom Fani Nechtam, Fani Nechtam. Why does the Baal himself, if he brings the Gethman to say, I'm not, need to say Fani Nechtam, Fani Nechtam? After all, he should be in the low plug, because he's a normal person of normal faculties. The answer is time my armor abundant sort of funny enough funny enough and do also bell my possibly. What's the whole reason Chazal said not did that you have to say funny enough funny enough done? Dilma usli bell my error possibly because the bell might be my error impossibly. Hasha mint enough with Yadi Beru come my error lay. If the bell brings it with his own hand and hands it with his own hand, is he going to be my error? I mean, if he sends it, he's like, yeah, he might be my error. But right here we're in Rabba, meaning my error to say Shlul Shema. But if he hands it over himself, why would he be my error? If you recall, that we had a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, with most Rishonim like Tosfos, on the base of base, is the shas of Lashma, going on to Gemara Aleph, I guess, that we really think it could be Shalom Lashma? Or just that he could be make a laz of Lashma? Means that, is there a real shas of Shalom Lashma? Or no, we don't really think Shalom Lashma, we just might think he would falsely claim it's Shalom Lashma. Rashi says it's a real shas of Shalom Lashma, because of ignorance. Tosfos says, no, it's only shas of laz Shalom Lashma. Tosa's proof from this line of the Gemara. The Gemara says the Baal doesn't need to say it because he's not going to be Ma'arir. Hold on. If the Shach was Laz, yeah, if he handed her himself, he's not going to be multi-Laz. Kind of idiot would hand her the get and start being multi-Laz on the get that he himself handed over. Not to mention the fact that if he handed over himself, then he's made up his mind he's not going to go back on it. If he gives it to someone, say, a year from now, get someplace and give it, he hasn't really made up his mind he's going to go back. Okay, but according to Rashi, it's a real Shach Shalom Lashma, we asked at the time. He's against this Gemara. We didn't tell us it's against this Gemara. If it's a real Shashalol Lishma, even the Baal brought it, and it wouldn't be Ma'arir. Still, there's a real Shashalol Lishma. So why are we worried? And we saw two answers at the time. One was the Me'iri. The Me'iri said, it's a Shash. It's a real Shash. But we're not Choshesh on our own that it might be Shalol Lishma. We're Choshesh that the Baal might regret giving the get, and then go to a rabbi and say, can you find me some excuse to be about to this get? And the rabbi will look through the whole story and truly discover that it was Shalom Lishma. So we're not stopped from Shalom Lishma, we're only Choshesh, they might discover Shalom Lishma. And then our Gemara makes sense. If the Baal hands it over himself, he's not going to try to regret it and possible it. So they'll never discover Shalom Lishma. If the Baal sends it for Dinas Hayam, he might say, oh, I didn't really mean to do it. I wouldn't really divorce her if I'd seen her face. You know, I really regret divorcing her. I didn't really mean it. And then he'll go to a rabbi and say, can you find me, like, a way out of this divorce? The rabbi will say, well, did they do this? Did they do that? And finally discover that it was Shalom Lishma. Okay, that's the Me'iri's defense of Rashi. It's, we pointed out it was philosophically, I might go to the board. It was already on the board. It's philosophically fascinating because apparently it doesn't bother us if Klapei Shemayim Galya that it's Shalom Lishma. It only bothers us if it's Shalom Lishma and people know that it's Shalom Lishma, which is very fascinating, right? That it's not that we're worried about the Yir Shemayim, that Klapei Shemayim Galya Shalom Lishma, then even the husband brought it, we should worry. No, we're only worried about the social implications of realizing that it's Shalom Lishma. So it'll mess her up, it'll mess society up, it'll make people stop taking things so halacha seriously, etc. Very philosophically, he wasn't trying to be philosophically fascinating, but I think it's philosophically fascinating. And that's on Sofer's different defense of Rashi, right? That's on Sofer's defense of Rashi was, no, they changed their mind. On Daf Beis, they thought it was a real Shash of Shalom Lishma. But on Daf Hey, now the only thing is a Shash of Laz of Shalom Lishma. Why did they change their mind? So here you can have different pshatim, but you could say, originally, when they thought that it, you could say it different ways. One of the ways he says it was, kodem shalomdu, when they thought they really didn't know Shalom Lishma, then they said, oh, well, it's a real Shalom Lishma. Nowadays, it's only gzera shem yatzor dover l'kukulo. That's a weak zera. They're only going to gzera shem yatzor dover l'kukulo if there's also shash of las, And therefore, they're only gozer b'makom las. So originally, we thought they were gozer because of the chash itself. Now we change our mind. We say they're only gozer if there's a problem of las, because they're not going to be making zereshim yachshu double tekula unless there's also a problem of las. It's too small of a problem to justify xera. Okay, so those are the three pshat we said. Tosos and two ways of defending Rashi. Let's move on.
Is there a
rope? What? The rope, they said there's a rope. And then the question is, why are there a bun and mafri? Rashi says there were choshes for the miyot. And Tosos says there were choshes for las. Okay, let us just point out, Tosos has one big technical problem in reading this Gemara.
So let's just have to erase the board, right, Effie? Mm-hmm. Let's just point it. Beis and Beis, Rashi says, Shash, Lit Shelo Lishma, Mamish. And Tosa says, Shash, Lit Laaz, Dishelo Lishma. The Gemara on Daf Hey Amin Aleph says, Baal Atzmo, Shehevi es gito lo ya'arir v'lachem lo gusr. Right? There it goes. The Baal's not being ma'arir. Ah, the Tosos nicha. The Rashi kasha. For Tosos, it's nicha. Ein shashlas. For Rashi, it's kasha. Til mikol makom. Yesh lachshosh. The nifta shalom l'shma bein in ya'arer bein lo ya'arer. Who cares if he's in ya'arer or not? Maybe it was really shalom l'shma. And here we have two answers. The Me'iri defended Rashi by saying chashashu rak le in yisgale Shenichta Shelo Lishma. Shelo Lishma. Yeah. Only. What? They were only choshed for knowing, right? Choshurak. Choshashu. One second. Sheha Baal. Ye'arer. Yigale. Shenichta Shelo Lishma. Avalo Choshashu. Lipsol Sheino Yodua London. They weren't kosher for Shalom Lishma if no one knows about it. But no one knows about it, won't hurt us. Apparently, they weren't kosher in the Unla Makkah. They were only kosher, but Unla Havera or the societal implications. Only kosher the Baal might discover if you're in Shalom Lishma. They weren't kosher for last. They're discovered the Baal might really discover. But he'll only discover this if he's Maharer. Otherwise, why would he start opening can of worms. Worms, you would just let the sleeping dogs lie. But we admire that. What?
It's not chashulam do now, so it's negative chazoka.
Okay, but there was still choshes midi rabbanan. Says it's some sofer. No. On dafis, on the bays, savru, the gazru, mishon, shash. Mishon Shash Amitin. Right? But on the Hegel and Aleph, Atar Shalom do Gazru Rak in Kayam Gam Shash Laz. Right, on the basement days, then they thought, there were gozer because of a real chash. On the Haman Aleph, once you get to Acher Shalom, there's no real chash. They were only gozer if there's also a problem of las. And if there's no problem of las, they weren't gozer. Okay, right. Now, Tosos, rather. Tosos asked an obvious question here. Apparently, Rashi asked the question in some earlier edition of his work and answered it that we only have to put about here to show him, which is, what does it mean, Hachi Yachol? What does it mean, Hachi Yachol Mami? What's the problem? The problem is, Hachi Yachol Mami. Yachol also shouldn't have to say it. If Acher Shalom do, what's the first question? says the Gemara, I hachi shalomdu yachol nami, should not have to say funny after funny nechtam. Right? Lo yitzarech lomar, if funny nechtam is funny nechtam. Right? I hachi yachol nami. The problem is, as Tosis asks, what do you mean? Rabba also holds from Rava. Rabba's not only this reference, the only Shmuel would be the question. After Shalomdu, there should be no Gzeira. But even if someone can't speak, there should be no Gzeira. But we already decided Rabba holds from Rava. If Rabba holds from Rava, of course he should self to say it. He should self to say it because of Ein Eidim Nitzrim L'Kaimo. Right? That's the Kasha. Right? The Kasha that we've shown him. Hello, Mikol Mako. Sarach. Lomar Rifani Nefta Mishom Kiyom. Okay, so here we have many different ways of reading this line in order to answer this question. What are the six different pshatim in the Rishonim? Maybe we should go in order. Let's start with our Moshe Bar Yosef. Right? You like Moshe Bar Yosef. Right? He doesn't get that many shirim dedicated to him. Pretty sure he's from Narbona. But anyway, or should we go in order of Tosos? We don't have to go in order of Tosos. Four. He's the last child of Tosos. How does Tosos quote him? As, Ein Lafarish. Don't say this. Obviously, he had heard that someone does say this. I don't know if Tosos heard him or Yosef or someone else. Ein Lafarish. Right? Tosos, fourth shot. How do we know who it is? Because the Ramban quotes who it is. Sever Moshe. Are you safe? He says, this is the question. I hachi shalomdu yachol nami lo yitzdarech lomar b'fanai nechtav el arach b'fanai nechtav. If they're lomdu, there's no more problem with the Shema. You shouldn't have to say ksiva. You should only have to say chasima for kiyum shtaros. And don't say you need to say ksiva gzeir demal asilach lufei, because Rav Moshe Bar Yosef, Rava doesn't hold from Dema Asi L'Chulufei. And why did everyone else reject him? Because they think Rava does hold from Zera Dema Asi L'Chulufei. Right? You should have saved Fani Nechtam. It should be enough to save Fani Nechtam. And that takes care of Kiyom. You don't need Lashma. Then the answer is Zera Shemiyach L'Kukulo. What is another shot? The first shot in Tosos, which is, Tosos doesn't quote it as a name, but all the Rishonim quote as Irving and Tam, Chaim tells us, right?
Yeah, the
Gushpanka of the Sifta. First trap in Tosas is Rabbeinu Tam. Tosas doesn't name this one either. But every Rishon, the Rabban, everyone quotes it as Rabbeinu Tam. He says no. If so, I hachi shalomdu, then yachol nami lo yitzdarech lomar b'fanei nechtav im Niskayim b'chosma. It doesn't mean you shouldn't have to do anything. It means that if you have kiyum from two witnesses, then you shouldn't need funding at funding nechtos. If there's no lishma, there's only kiyum. Then, if there's only shma, there's only problem kiyum. You have kiyum. So if you have kiyum, then you shouldn't need funding after funding nechtos. Why does everyone reject this? Because it's saying the shot entirely the gemara. It doesn't sound like that's what they're asking. Okay, I show the tosos. The third shot is the re. The re is the next shot in tosos. He's quoting Tosos. The Re says, and the Ramban's Maskam is similar to this. The Ramban's Maskam is similar. He says, I hachi shalomdu, and yachol nami lo yitzdarech lomar b'fanei nechtav. And the Ramban says the same thing. One second. If it's a case of Ein Tzarech Kiyum. Heicha de'ein shash le'kiyum kigon ba'osa medina b'medina sayam o b'da'as yuhu b'tray. And the Ramban says something very similar. He just said, heicha de'mishkach shchifi. We're shchiyach. If so, that there was Kiyum, there's no chash l'shma, you shouldn't have to say it. If there's a different reason why there's no chash of Kiyum, such as two people who run in their mayad that it's authentic, or it's in the same Medina and it's close by. And yet, Rabbah himself didn't say that. The Rashi at first said something different. Rashi is the third shot. The reason I put the numbers is that the order they're quoted in Tosos. Rashi said that that Sugya Azil Fi Mahavamina the Rabbah Wesley but Rabbah. Our Sugya, this is the introduction. Are you assume every line of the Gemara is continuing from the previous line? Who said? They didn't write the Gemara in this order, right? The different parts of the Gemara were written or recorded at different times, and then someone stitched them together. You think we already know that Rabbah Islay Derava? No! Yeah, I know the last line ended with Rabbah Islay Derava, but this conversation happened to different base members before they knew the Rabbah Islay Derava. So, so therefore, then it makes perfect sense. Then it's Kipshuta, right? Yahi Shalamdu Yachomami Ein Sarif Lomar Klum. Right? Because there's no makom for Xera at all. Right? So the whole question is, like, what happened to Kiyum? Rashi says, we think there is no Shash of Kiyum. Moshe Rabbeinu Yosef says, I know you mean funny Nechtav for Kiyum, but you don't mean funny Nechtav. Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbi Tam says, oh, we're talking about if you find Kiyum from two other witnesses. And the Rishon says, we're talking about cases where there's no problem of Kiyum, like there were two shluchim who brought it, or there were, or it was in the same Medina Sayam, just from Woodmere to Kew Garden Hills. The Ramban, in the name of Tosos, the Ramban himself is the name of the Rishon. The Ramban, in the name of Tosos, it's not exactly what we have in our Tosos, he says something different. It's a kash on the Lashon of Rabbah. I hachi shalomdu yacho nami hayo lo l'rabba lomar shehatan hu mishom kiyom. It's not a question of what he would or wouldn't have to say. Avad is still a say funny nechta funny nechta. The worst question is, why did Rabba on Daf Beis say it's because of the Shema? If the Mishnah was written after shalomdu, then Rabba should have said the reason is kiyom. And then the answer is Zemer should be absolutely cool. And the last shot that I know of, show there's others in the Sefer, is the Ravid. The Ravid's quoted in the Ramban here, but it's also not Sugya's Ravid on the Riff here. Ramban on the Riff. The Ravid says a big Kiddush. He says, I hachi bimas nisin mayri achar shalomdu. I hachi, the Mishnah also after shalomdu. Then Yachol nami lo yitzdare lomar klum. Why? The ein chash mishom l'shma kevan shalomdu. The gam edim mitzuyin l'kaimo. Achar Shalomdu. Says the Kasha is, if it's Achar Shalomdu, not only does that take away the Chash of Lashma, it also takes away the Chash of Eden Mitzvah L'Kaimo. Once there were Lomdu, you could find Eden L'Kaimo. What does Lomdu have to do with finding Eden L'Kaimo? So the Rash, the Rabbi says, what does it mean Lomdu? Till now we thought Lomdu meant they learned about Lashma. He says, no, Lomdu doesn't mean they learned Lashma. He quotes Yerushalmi that says, meaning, it sounds from us like lumdu means lishma, because and daf hamid beis the gemara says b'doros hachronin dekiyum lishma. Sounds like they only learned lishma, but you could have said that's an example. The Yerushalmi says the ikah haver mechutz laretz. There are rabbis in chutz laretz. It's not they didn't only learn lishma. They learned kol tarkula. It used to be America was a trefa medina where there might have been a couple of reverends floating around, but there were no ordained rabbis and no one knew any Torah. And now America's a makom Torah. Right? That happened. And not, maybe not, you know, even in our lifetimes, America was decent makom Torah. But once upon a time, before our days, America was a wasteland. Right? There was not one rabbi in America. A couple reverence, which means non-ordained. Not one rabbi in America now. Who's going to deny that America's a Makom Torah? So he says, the whole, and if so what? Once it's a Makom Torah, there are Bezdin Kvuin, then people travel between the Bezdins and they recognize each other's signatures. So says the Raivid. Like, I'm not shalom to, because now it's Bezdin Kvuin. When Bezdin are Kvuin, people travel between the Bezdin. Right? Okay, bun. Yeah, hold in. Shayaros. Okay, basically, again, yeshivas. Once you have Torah, everyone travels, and they also know each other's signatures. Okay, that's the Raivid's shot. Let's go, Viter in the Gemara. Yes.
Explain number five, Ramban again.
The Ramban, in the Tosa says, if so, it's not that after Lumdu, she shouldn't have to say funny nechta. He changed it. Right? He says, after Lumdu, Rabba shouldn't have said it's because of Lishma. He should have said it's because of Kiyum. Okay. Continuing the Gemara, Tashma. The boy mean Ishmael Rav Huna. There's actually a focus later on. We can say, Berk Shneim Shev, you get me to sing on the street, show me funny nechta, funny nechta. Sorry, let me find my place. Oh, Ein Tzrichim, if two people bring a get, remember that was one of the Nachminas, right? Do they have to say Panei Nechtam Nechtam or not? I'm really Ein Tzrichim. He says they don't have to, which is, it's Machlo, because that seems to be Rabbi Paskin. Well, my Leon for name Gershom Lehemni. What do you mean? If two Aiden, they're always believed. If they said we saw her divorce, they wouldn't need any get. They'd be believed. So if they say that the husband's gave him the get, then of course they're believed that it's not forged. They say the husband gave him the get. They say it's an honest get. Even they didn't see it written in. The Rab, Ravanichlar, for Rab, that makes sense. If the Chashash that is forged, they don't have to say Bani Echlit. They testified the husband gave it to them of his own free will, so they know it's not forged. And the Yerushalmi says, we're not close to the husband forged it and then gave it to them. No one's that perverse. Right? The Chashash of forgery is that it's not really from the husband that she was trying to take advantage. There's no Chashash the husband gave him a forged get on purpose to be perverse. Says. So therefore, he says, but for Rabbi, it could still be Shalom Lishma, just because these two Edom honestly say the husband really wants to divorce his wife. How does that mean Lishma? No, this must be a case of Acher Shalom. That's the Nochash Lishma. If so, then even one person should fill in the blank from the board. No, Xerah, so we have to look at a regular case as Xerah, you have to say because of Lishma. Two people should also have Xera. No, one's only Xera the Kapula. We don't apply it to Nosal Shlicha, and two Shluchim together is Nosal Shlicha. Nosal Shlicha Lugat Rabbanan. By Isha Lo Shlicha, Tanani, Isha Asma, Via Giv, Vashi Asma, Shipalom, Fani Nechem, Fani Nechem. Shlo Tach Lo Bet Shlichas. Ihafi Bal Nami, Alma Tani, Vashi, Havi Giv, Sarkom, Fani Nechem, Fani Nechem. Time Mai, Arma Rabbanan, Sarkom, Fani Nechem, Fani Nechem. Dilla Asi Bal Mara Pasle, Hashan, Nechem, Nakhli, Yadi, Urukam, Arale. Okay, same as last time. Hashma. Next group, maybe give him Dinah say Yamin Aslo Blom Lovani Echmani Echta. If Bidi Evidi gave it to her and didn't say it, in this kind of chosav kosher. If you have Kiyom, then that's good enough. Vin La Puzzle, if not it's Puzzle. Havi Lo Hutzruchu Lomar Fani Nechta Fani Nechta. Ella Lahakra Lohakra La. Fani Nechta Fani Nechta Nana Chomer Tzakula, meaning normally in Dini Mamis to be two Adim for Kiyom Shtaros. They made a kula. You can have one aid if he's the shliach, and if he says funny nech, funny nechlam, one aid is good enough in getting. That's a kula. It's not a chumra. Meaning, if you want to have the regular way, you can. Just to give you an option, you can do regular kiyum shtaros, or you can have this kula.
The habamina means that it should be get puzzle in that Torah.
No, midrabanan. No. Even midrabanan, you don't have to say this. It's just a kula option. You want to go the normal way, go the normal way.
That's the question. What's the habamina?
What's the habamina? The Havamina might be like Rabba, it's a Chomer, we want to make sure Shalom Lishma, Kiyom's not good enough. So, the Rabba Nichlar, for Rabba that makes sense, all you need is Kiyom. You can do regular Kiyom or have a Kulavei Nechad. But if you have regular Kiyom, what's the problem? For Rabba, there's still a problem with Shma. Hachem I see Lach Shalom, then there's after Shalom do, Avar Akzir Shem Yachsu Lach Kulo, even after Shalom do, even Akzir Shem Yachsu Lach Kulo, Shem Yisei Snow. Once she's already married, then we're not going to be Gozer Shem Yachsu Dabar Lach Kulo. After all, if it was a real chash, maybe, even if she's married. But once she's married, he goes her, she yachs her double kakulo, and make her get divorced, we're not going to go that far. And therefore, we let her stay married, and we kash her together. So why does it say there's no chumra, it's only a kula? There is a chumra. Until she's married, kiyum's not good enough, and you need the funny nef for eaters of the shema. If you're only made because she's married, not because it's not a chumra. Hachikomer. Now that's If you'll say, even if she married, be extra machmir and make her get divorced, no, once she's married, we didn't want to be extra machmir on her, then it's only a kula. Meaning, we don't want to make it to a chumra once she's married. Until she's married, it's also a chumra for Rava. You need Eid Echa telling you to the Shema besides Kim Shtaris. Once she's married, that's only a kula. Eid Echa is good enough for Kim Shtaris. We don't worry about the Shema since it's only Achar Shalom Duk Zerah Shem Yasa Luka Kula. Time of mind, Dilma Asa Baal Ma'arifa, possibly. Because what's the reason that we don't want to be Machmir on her after she's married? Because the whole Shash that the Baal will be Ma'arir. Hashta Baal will come Ma'arir, I'm making Ma'arir. Now that she's already married and the Baal's not Ma'arir, are we going to be Ma'arir? If the whole Shash Baal's going to be Ma'arir, then originally, don't let her get married. We're afraid the Baal will marry. Once she's already married, to break up a marriage, to make her get divorced, if the Baal doesn't say anything, let's hope it'll work out okay and no one will say anything, and we won't say anything. But Flok to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi, the Machlokas, Rav is really much of earlier Machlokas of the first generation of Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi. Chanon Fishayim became Lashma, Chanon Fishayim Suim Makaibo, Testayim, let's prove who holds which. Testayim to Rabbi Shimon Levi, Dorman Fishayim became Lashma, Dor Shim Bar Abba Isa Gitta Lakavi, Rabbi Shimon Levi. Shim Bar Abba brought a get in front of Rabbi, he was a Shliach. In the Bezin of Shimon Levi, Yeshua Levi, only Tzrichin at Tzrichin Elamim in front of Nefer, and Nefer, well, look. And he says, do I have to say it or don't I have to say it? I'm like, Lord Tzrichas, you don't have to say it. Why not? Lo, I'm going to Dorsa Rishon, Shem Yekil Shema. That Gzir only applied in the old days when they didn't know the Shema, but with Dorsa Achron, and now Achar Shalom do. I mean, this is the proof that we weren't just making up Achar Shalom for Rabbah. Rishon Levi held that way, and he really held Achar Shalom do. We have evidence. Rishon Levi himself said that. Now it's Achar Shalom do. The became Lashma that everyone knows Lashma all over the world. Lo, you don't have to say it. Testayim, this proves that Rosh Hashanah Levi holds that like Rabbah, therefore, now that Achar Shalom, you don't have to say it anymore. Petisbor, what do you mean? I mean, the question that Mars isn't here is the same as the question Tosis says in him out. How could he say now nah, Achar Shalom did no problem? Veha Rabbah is like Rabbah. Doesn't Rabbah also have to worry? Shouldn't Rabbi Shimon Levi also worry about Yochanan? Doesn't he also have to worry about Kiyum, and how is she going to find Kiyum? But Odom, when you say Yaksu, Kukula, two reasons you shouldn't be making. Number one, the still Shash of Kiyum. Number two, Shemi Yaksu, double the Kukula. Eller, Shem Bar Abba, Yishak Bin Abba. No, there are two people who came together, and therefore there's no problem of Kiyum, because two people testify that the husband divorced his wife. And there's no problem Shemi Yaksu, double the Kukula, because there's no Shkicha. Bahad lo Chashad. So why did they say someone else from Foda or Shimon? Because Shem Bar Abba was so Chashad, they didn't want to say him and some Shmo. Brought the get. It wasn't covered for him. They just said him, but really there was someone with him. Okay, so in the end, Rabbah and Rabbah both end up defended. And how do we paskin? Ends up being a machlokas. We've shown him how to paskin. Right, we're still not sure how to paskin because each of them can defend themselves. There's one more line that'll deal with it. But Lamaisa, each of them can defend themselves without getting into all the rayas. There's rayas back and forth. There's tremendous machlokas with rayas back and forth all over as to whether we paskin like Rava or we paskin like Rava, let's just briefly mention that the Rif and the Rambam and most Rishonim paskin like Rava. You understand why? Because Rava's smooth. Rava all of a sudden had to also admit to Rava and had to say the Mishnah Achar Shalom Dum Zer Shem Yasser Dachim Gakulom Asloshkilo Gazer Yerbanan. Rav had a lot of things he had to say. Rava didn't have that many dachu things to say. That's the main reason, as the Rif says, the sugya works for Rava. The Rif and the Rambam and all the Rishonim pass like Rava. The Rav and the bottom of the Rif here pass like Rava. I ain't sure we want to see the reasons back and forth. What we didn't get to yet is the perhaps most interesting aspect of the Shaka Vataria, which is going to tie into the next sugya. So it's not the end of the world, but we didn't get to it yet. Which is the Kasha of Tosa Dramaskali Lema Chirish. The Gemara said, Einu Yochalom Funny Nechta Funny Nechta. What's the case? If you say he's a cheresh, well, then he can't be a shliach anyway. So Tosfos has two questions. One, why don't you just say he didn't see the ksiva and the chasima? That's why he couldn't say it. Okay, not such an exciting question. The answer is, no, Einu Yochel sounds like he physically can't. The more interesting question, Tosfos says, why say he's a cheresh and then ask, but a cheresh apostle le shliach is not a bar das, and then say he became a cheresh? Just say he was an elam. He was a mute. He was not deaf, he could hear, but he was a mute. Someone who's mute but not deaf, or deaf but not mute, is a bar nasa. He can do everything in the Torah, except for things he technically can't do. So why not just say he was an elam? And nothing happened to the... Why do you have to say that second he all of a sudden had a stroke and became a chirish? No, he was an elam his whole life. He's perfectly good for shlichas, he's a bar das. He just can't say funny enough for funny enough, because he can't talk. Why not say he was an elam? Good question. We have...
Why not go back to the question of
Give me a second. So there are three answers to why they didn't say he was an Elaine. And with this one, pick up. Okay. Tosso says they didn't say he was an Elaine because then it should have said Velo Omar. That's what he means. Maram says Lo Enu Yachal Omar means he used to be able to say, but now he can't. If he was an Elaine the whole time, then he could never say. Must be something happened to him now. If something happened to him now, then you could say he was Nisharish because an Elaine. It's no different if it happened to him now or always. But a Chavrish, if he was always a Chavrish, would be puzzle. If he now became a Chavrish, then you have this unique din in the sky of the Choskov. And Eni Yachal means happened just now. Okay, so that's why they didn't say Elam. The Tosas Rush says they didn't say Elam because then it would be a Chiddush. Obviously, if an Elam can't say it, then he can't say it. Chavrish is a Chiddush. That they're not Gozer if he became a Chavrish the second afterward, that maybe Gozer, maybe what if he would have been a Chavrish beforehand? That's the Chiddush. The Ramban and the Ritva of the Ran, later on Duff Test, give more obvious, give a different answer, not more obvious. They say, you know why they didn't say Elaine? Because Elaine is perfectly fine from Funny Nechtam, Funny Nechtam. He can't say Funny Nechtam, Funny Nechtam. He'll just write it. He's a Bardas, he knows how to write. He'll write the Funny Nechtam, Funny Nechtam. Okay, seems to be an interesting machlokas. Is it Elaine Tosas and Rushtum? An Elaine's puzzle. Why didn't they say Elaine? Some reason. The Ramban and the Ritva of the Rush say, an Elaine's perfectly fine from Funny Nechtam, Funny Nechtam. He can be made. We talk like some funny neftam. Okay, what's the analysis? This is my focus. And what does that tie into? We'll have to come back to Mirza Shem next time.
Okay, so I just gonna stop. Let's see what happens.
Who didn't think I could do a block of cat?